G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Very good, thank you.
Hey, let's talk about the topic ABCs of behaviour. Now, I reckon there's probably more than three things about behaviour, but this is a good way of starting your dog's behaviour lessons.
Exactly. So this is a psychology principle and how we analysed behaviour for changing it. So before we get into dogs, I'm going to share with you a story from my childhood. Now, I was the middle child squished between two boys. And often at dinner of a night time, there might be an argument that would start. And my mum would probably say, stop it, cut it out, couple of times, but there was a certain expression on my mum's face and particularly in her eyes that when we saw that as kids, we bolted in three different directions. And we knew we only had to outrun the smallest because whoever got caught got the consequences. And as long as the other two stayed away for a little while till mum calmed down, we were all right.
I guess you're going to say this is like dogs, is that right?
It's very much. Well, all animals, yes, including us, dogs, spiders, all organisms, we all have a biological capacity to adapt to our environments. And that's how we learn. So we're all capable of learning. Now, scientists came up with this very simple formula, which is complicated sometimes when you apply it. But basically what they said is there's three core components to any behavior. And remember, behavior is something that we can see and measure. So we're not talking about feelings or something like that. So our first one is A. So A is what we call the antecedent. So that's whatever happens before the behavior happens. So in my example of being a kid, my mum's facial change was the antecedent. Caused the kids to run in three different directions. So that's the behavior. And the third is the consequence. So whoever got caught, they were in big trouble. The rest of us were free. So often when we look at trying to change a behavior, we can only change the antecedent or what happens before the behavior and the consequence. So let's say, for example, my dog scratching at the glass door, wanting to come in. So the antecedent might be I've just come home and my dog's aware that I'm in the house. And so scratch, scratch, scratch at the glass door. Let me in, I want to see you. The behavior is the scratching. Now the consequence, now that's interesting. If I go over and I let my dog in, what I don't realize is I've just reinforced the behavior of scratching on the glass door.
So the dog thinks every time I scratch, I get attention, I come inside.
Exactly.
It's sending the exact wrong message, isn't it?
Exactly. Now, we as humans, sometimes we look at things differently, but it is exactly the same behavior. The same with if I'm walking my dog and we see a cat run by and my dog starts pulling on the lead and I start running with the dog, I'm reinforcing the dog running after the cat, not weakening that behavior, because the consequence is we start running together. So sometimes you've got to look at what can I change about the, say, me coming home with using the scratching example. I might come home and for the first 5 minutes until I hear no scratching, I don't even look at the door. I don't go near the door. My footsteps aren't anywhere near the door. So the dog's getting any kind of positivity at all. Or I might change the consequences, which is, sorry, from now on, every time I hear you scratching at the door, I'm not going to let you in.
So the dog learns if I scratch, I don't get what I want. But when I'm quiet, I get what I want. Good on you, Joe. If you're having a problem with your dog, you can drop us a line. Just go to the Gold Central Victoria website. You'll see the Dog Spot page. Hey, Joe, we'll talk in next Saturday morning.
Look forward to it. See you, Sean.